Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to stop by to say something to my listeners in Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania. I've been around now for a little while, and I think I might be able to be of help to you, because I know that your problems are the same as everyone else's problems, and the biggest problem that you have is that you are too reactive to stress. It becomes a stress when you react to it. You resent it. You get angry at it. You're irritated by it. You understand? So your level of being, what did Zig Ziglar used to say? He used to say your attitude determines your altitude. All right. So if your attitude is one of being angry at people, being resentful, having a grudge against someone, having some unfinished business, getting angry at people for bothering you, then it's going to get to you and you're going to suffer from the stress of it, which serves you right, incidentally. But let's suppose that you could pre-arm yourself with patience. Let's suppose you started off the day already pre-armed, pre-primed, if you will, with patience. And then you went out into the world and some little thing happened, it wouldn't bother you. Do you get it? So patience is what you need. A philosophical attitude is what you need. Standing back and getting the big picture, that's what you need, so that you won't sweat the small stuff and it won't stress you. And then when you're not stressed, you will feel things will be even better. And the next thing comes along and it won't stress you. And the next thing comes along and you won't get angry, you won't get irritated. And you know what? Each of those is a little victory. Each of those is a little moment where you conquered stress and you remained calm and patient. And that's what your kids need to see. That's what your partner needs to see. And that's what your body needs also, which you're stressing out now by reacting to everything. So that's what this program is all about. And so you need to listen to this program. And you can call me if you have a question. You can call the listener call-in line. 510-455-8851. You can call that number anytime. Leave a message. 510-455-8851. Okay? Or you can send me an email. Roland@sheddingshackles.com. Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, @sheddingshackles.com. That's what I want to say to people listening in Pennsylvania. And the same thing goes for you guys listening in Southern California on KDAR. You need to listen to this program and learn how to go out in the world with patience. All right? So here's the program, and hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Don't Believe the Lie. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by to talk to you about how to become calmer and less reactive. I don't care who you are or what your age is. I know one of your problems. And it's stress, because you're too reactive. You are far more reactive than you even realize. See, there are big stresses in the world, big ones, and then there are little ones. And in order to be able to deal with the big stresses, you must also be able to deal with the little ones. If you can't deal with the little ones, then you won't be able to deal with the big ones. So start practicing with the little ones. Little things that irritate you a little bit or exasperate you or make you nervous, or make you a little bit angry, or make you a little bit resentful. Watch out for those. And how do you do that? Just start to notice that you're reactive. Notice your body language, or your breathing, or your tension. Notice it. The other day, I was watching some stuff on YouTube. I forget what I was doing. I think I was watching something on YouTube or listening to some audio. I forget, something. And it was lengthy. It was some kind of research that I'm doing, most likely. It was a little bit lengthy. And at the end, I got up and I was all stiff. I think I had been sitting in some odd position and I didn't even know it. You have tension in you. And then how about your nervous headaches and all kinds of stuff like that, tummy aches and everything? Finally, when you get the headache, you notice it. Or you get the tummy ache, you notice it. Or you're all stiff, you notice it. But it came as an accumulation. See? So if you could nip it in the bud, if you could be sitting there and you're totally caught up in something and then all of a sudden you notice it, and now you take a mental step back and you're not caught up in it. If something comes along, a little traffic, or somebody comes with some issue, or there's some noise, or there's some interruption, and you get angry a little bit, or irritated a little bit, or upset a little bit, see? Those accumulate, and somehow it has captured your attention. Before, your attention was free. You were free to scan, to watch, to notice. You were free to give your attention. But then somebody came with something that irritated you, and it captured your attention. And not only did it capture your attention, but it affected you emotionally. So what I want you to do is just to begin to notice how reactive you are. Just notice it. And when you notice it, don't resent yourself. And don't resent the person. Don't resent the cause of it. Don't resent anything. Just notice.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
So what I want you to do is just to begin to notice how reactive you are. Just notice it. And when you notice it, don't resent yourself. And don't resent the person. Don't resent the cause of it. Don't resent anything. Just notice. So if you can notice it without resenting it, just notice it. That in itself is already a beginning. It's a separation where now your conscious awareness is separated from that, and you observe it, and there's nothing that will hold it together. See, when something captures your attention and then you resent it, and then you get angry, the resentment and the anger, or the resentment and the irritation, that sustains it. It reinforces it and sustains it. And then it becomes a memory. And then eventually you can become upset by the memory. See? So the first thing is notice it. Don't resent it. Just observe it. And then it will diminish because there's nothing to sustain it. Then if a memory comes, let's say somebody says something to you, out of nowhere they come with some rude remark. And you resent it. Or resent them, let's be honest. All right, then it forms a memory. And then the next day, all of a sudden, it comes to mind and you resent it again. So if you fall and that happens to you, then the next day when it comes again, now stand back and don't resent it. Don't resent the memory. Just observe it. And once again, now there's nothing to sustain it. Gradually it will diminish. It will go away. It'll dissolve away. It's the emotion that sustain these negative things and these reactions. So if you don't resent it, then the next time something like that happens, maybe no reaction at all. No upset, no irritation. You just observe, see? So you must reestablish control over your consciousness, which you can do with the help of my little sitting quietly exercise and with the help of my meditation. Either one is good. If you want to just put one toe in the water, then get the sitting quietly exercise. It's a little biofeedback, tells you how to sit quietly and practice a little hand warming, becoming aware of your hands until they tingle a little bit. And aware of your hands, you feel calm and centered. And then the meditation would be the next step. In fact, you could go to the meditation right away. I mean, it's free. They're all free. I made another video and had the wrong microphone on, so it didn't work. But in that one, I said that there's nothing to buy. This is not an introductory offer or anything like that. This is it. The meditation, that's all you need. And it's free. You don't need anything else. But you really must get started.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com.
And you're not going to do anybody any good if you're angry and resentful or judgmental and you're just pretending to be nice, because everything you do is false. And even if it's not completely false, which it is, it doesn't have love in it. See, the only way that you can have love, look, I know a lot of you do a lot of nice things for people. You do things for your kids. You do things for other people. I know you do. And I know you mean well. But I just want you to understand that you've probably wondered sometimes why it backfires, or people run away. They want your help. Or you wonder why, you know, you think it's going to help somebody and it doesn't really help them. Or you try to change people and they don't change, and so on and so forth. And you get frustrated. See, that's another. See, so you stress yourself. But why hasn't it been working? Because A, your ego is involved. And B, there's no real love in it. Whatever love is, it comes from God. And as long as you try to be the source of love, see, or as long as it's a pretense, underneath you're resentful, you're mad at your husband, and you're a little bit resentful and you're judging somebody, that separates you from love. Whenever you resent, it separates you from love. Whenever you judge somebody, it separates you from love. Why? Because you're playing God. And now you're in conflict with the real God because you're playing him. You're judging. It's his job. He's the one that judges, not you. You watch. You observe people. You overlook. Sure, it's okay to see error. If you see someone's doing something that's not good, then just see it. But don't resent them. Don't judge them. See? So, but the point I was trying to make is, I forgot what point I was trying to make. I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So everything you've ever done hasn't had any love in it. It's been done out of guilt. Guilt for having resented people and judged them and hated them and been angry with them and irritated at them. So you felt guilty. So you did it out of that. Or you did it as a show, putting on a show, trying to convince them and yourself that you're a nice person, see? So just let your hair down. Stop trying to put on a show for anybody. Don't put on a show for God. Just go about your business, go about your life, and start by just watching. And start by watching yourself. And how can you watch yourself? When you practice a little exercise or the meditation, and you have a little bit of objectivity. Now your consciousness is free to observe, and you can observe your error, this time without reacting to your error. So reacting to the other person with a little bit of irritation, for example, that's wrong. All right, now you see it. Okay. Now, the next thing is don't react to your reaction. Don't resent yourself for reacting. Don't resent the person for causing you to react. They didn't really cause you to, but you see what I mean? Your character builds that way. And then you begin to be able to deal with the small things calmly with no response. It's not that you're pretending to be calm. You are. No response. Okay? And then you will then grow in character and you will grow to meet the next biggest challenge and the next biggest one. See? So there you go. So now why don't you get started? Now's a good time to get started. We have a little window of opportunity for you to work on yourself. And the way you do that is not the old egotistical way where you're trying to improve yourself. No. Now you're just willing to see your own mistake. You're willing to see it and not resent it. And you can see that what I'm saying has some merit, that you're too reactive. So I want you to just become aware of that fact. Don't try to do anything about it. Don't try to change yourself. Just begin to observe these little moments.
Hi, my name is Ava. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian's stress management could help. Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo? Many of us get upset too easily. Roland believes that Christian's stress management can help you learn how to remain calm in the first place. For example, we all know that just before we start to get angry, we can take a mental step back and count to 10. By taking a mental step back, we have the chance to remember what is really important in life. Suddenly, what you were about to get angry over doesn't seem so important. Now you can deal with the issue calmly and reasonably. So why not apply the same principle more often? You could take a mental step back and remember to be patient. You could also remember to be calm. And you could remember to be more forgiving. In that moment, you are remembering that Jesus told us to love others and be more forgiving. Roland believes that meeting each moment properly could be the start of a whole new Christian life. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station? You'll be glad you did. Once again, that's Shedding Shackles every weekend on this station, or 24/7 at sheddingshackles.com.
So I want you to just become aware of that fact. Don't try to do anything about it. Don't try to change yourself. Just begin to observe these little moments. But here's the beautiful part. I'll leave you with something really nice. When you are objective, in other words, when you're standing back, maybe you're aware of your hands, you're calm, and here comes the moment. There is a little space. See, the soul is outside of time. When you are objective, when you're having taken a mental step back, your soul is outside of time. So here comes the moment, and you see it, but just before you would have reacted, now you see, somehow by seeing it, you have patience, and you don't react. So you don't have to react. You don't have to get upset. But yeah, now there's a condition. Your body is conditioned to react. But that will diminish. You will gain control over that also. It will diminish when it's no longer reinforced and sustained. But I want you to see that you don't have to become resentful. That's your biggest problem, is resentment, actually. Here comes the moment. Your soul is outside of time. You see the moment, and you don't react. Dr. Viktor Frankl, the famous Holocaust survivor, has a famous quote. It's very popular. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. I'll say it again. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. See, he got it, didn't he? But I add a little bit extra. I tell you that when you are objective, you are outside of time. But when you go around always reacting and emotional and trying to make things happen and your ego is involved, and then you are not objective. Just before you emotionally react, if you are centered and calm, you can, with a little bit of distance, watch the situation and not react, not become angry, not become upset, but remain calm. And then in that, out of that calmness can then flow wisdom and love and true compassion. It's so beautiful. You need a little bit of mental distance, and you can practice acquiring that. You see, it begins once again with something little. Start with something very little. In the morning, sit quietly and do the little meditation that I have. Or like I said, if you want to just put one toe in the water, then do the little sitting quietly exercise. That's something little, but it gets you started. See, you start off calm. You start off a little bit of a sense of detachment, a little bit of mental distance. And you go out in the world and things happen and they don't even bother you. And then you're free. If it doesn't bother you, see, then you have to play catch up, trying to calm down afterwards. If nothing bothers you, your consciousness, your attention is free. Now you can lovingly give your attention. Direct your attention to someone with a need. See? It's beautiful.
When do you feel a sense of accomplishment? A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. For me, accomplishment comes after finishing musical work, whether it be recording a song or teaching a piano lesson. Accomplishment comes from doing the tasks that you know are right for you and right in God's eyes. I believe God has a place for me in the world of music. Music gives flight to the imagination, and when I share classical music, it creates a subtle mood and improves the mind. Music should be composed by instinct and not only by rules. In a similar way, life should be composed by instinct. When you're aligned with God, you'll wordlessly know what's right. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Thanks, Jeremiah. Your messages are always food for thought and great for starting discussions, I think. Do you have anything else for us today?
Actually, I do.
Excellent. What have you got?
I don't know if you remember, but there was an announcement you used to make that was about spiritual recovery. You were able to condense your whole message into like a minute and a half. And your message ended with you talking about the blue sky, puffy clouds, and bird singing. It's a moving message, and one I think might be of benefit to folks listening today. So, with your permission, I'd like to play it now.
Sure.
Okay. Here it is from October 2018.
just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better. Okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Yeah, pretty much says it all, doesn't it? Thanks, Jeremiah.
Sure.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.